On today's episode, SpaceX is getting closer with Starship. Today's episode is brought to you by Engineering.com, a globally trusted source for engineering content. Check out this and many other exclusive videos for the engineering professional found only on Engineering.com TV today. There are plenty of adjectives to describe how viewers responded to a recent end of the line I recorded about the troubles at Boeing. Now, to keep this PG rated, I'll just say that I was excoriated. Some might say eviscerated, but sometimes the truth just doesn't win the popularity contest. And this viewpoint about the recent SpaceX mission may be another one of those controversial ones. Now, the folks at SpaceX have test flown the third iteration of their gigantic Starship orbital launch system, and the third try has gone farther than either of the first two. Now, the booster successfully lifted the space vehicle out of the atmosphere, and that big first stage did lower itself in a controlled manner before finally crashing. Now, the space vehicle burned up on re-entry, again a failure, but a significant advance compared to the previous test flight. Now, I talked to a lot of people in the aerospace industry, and there are several things in common to all test programs involving research and development vehicles and prototypes. Now, one is there's always a significant risk of losing the vehicle. Careful engineering design, modern simulation tools, and system redundancy reduce those risks, but things break, and sometimes catastrophically. Now, the sort of Cadillac of space launch operations, NASA, has an incredible history of success. And despite three tragedies that cost the lives of flight crews, NASA's heavy lift systems, namely Saturn and the Space Shuttle, flew well right out of the gate. Now, the reason for this is heavily embedded in the methodologies championed by Wernher von Braun. Test components, test subassemblies, test assemblies, then test the entire integrated stack. Test and test again and again, and then launch. This takes time. And one result of the time it takes is that America lost the race to put the first human in space to the Russians. It also cost money, something that NASA had in abundance in the 1960s. Elon Musk runs SpaceX the way people like Goddard operated a century ago. Build it, launch it, blow it up, and learn. Rinse and repeat. Now, it's an expensive way to develop hardware, but it's faster, and Musk is definitely in a hurry. But what irritates me is that the enthusiastic team in mission control at SpaceX not only cheer like college kids at a frat party, they cheer when the vehicles explode. Now, it goes without saying that every failure is a learning process that gets you one step closer to success. But failure isn't success. It can be a source of tremendous institutional and personal pride to achieve another milestone in a development project. But loss of the vehicle and the booster are failures. At some point, there'll be a crew aboard Starship. Now, I would have expected that a sobering thought would be a factor in uncrewed test flights as well. When you see the old films of the faces of Mission Control in Houston during uncrewed test flights of Saturn V, faces were tense, grim, serious, Gene Kranz serious. Because those men, and in those days they were almost entirely men, knew that they were going to put human beings on top of that gigantic bomb, and everyone felt personally responsible for maximizing the safety of the crew. Now, for some of us, testing has the feeling of a religious ceremony. It's not just hardware and software, it's thousands of hours of effort by hundreds or thousands of people, and everyone involved has a stake in the successful outcome. You know, legendary Chicago Bears coach Mike Ditka never liked wide receivers that danced in the end zone after a touchdown. It's said that he once commented to a young man returning to the bench that, "When you get to the end zone, act like you've been there before." And if I were running a flight test program and lost a vehicle, a little quiet reverence, I think, can coexist with pride in whatever test objectives were achieved. How about it, SpaceX? Well, that's it for today's audio version of End of the Line, brought to you by Engineering.com. If you like this podcast, subscribe to Engineering.com to get personalized story recommendations, follow topics you care about, and participate with the global engineering community. You can also watch this podcast as a video along with our other exclusive series only on Engineering.com TV. Thanks for tuning in.